because we know how God is good to us. And I pray this will be the testimony of every member of Jesus Palace, that you'll be able to say, God, you are good to me. So today, I'll be encouraging us on what I titled, Have Your Confidence in the Lord. Have your confidence in the Lord. We are all not in doubt. We know what is going on in the world, around us, in our neighborhood, in our places of work. And these are unusual. These times are hard times. These times is a time that has beat human imagination and knowledge. And such is that if you do not know who you trust, if you do not know where you cast your confidence, one's heart may be troubled. But I bless the name of the Lord, even from the testimonies that we had. We knew that many of them, their confidence was in the Lord, and the Lord did not disappoint them. That same Lord will not disappoint any one of us, even as we go in the month of May, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
17:7 says, "Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." Or maybe you want to paraphrase it. We can say, "Blessed is the man that have his confidence and whoso the Lord is." And it is my prayer, I share this word, even if you have been doubting before now, if you have been seeking your confidence in something else, you will be drawn closer to him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's quickly read the passage of the Bible. In Psalm 27, I'm going to read the first three verses. Psalm 27, I'm reading the first. This is a Psalm of David. Some scholars said this is something when David was really in anguish, possibly when he was being tormented by Saul or his son, when he raised a rebellion against him. But regardless of the time he wrote it, all we know it was that in a pretty difficult, even like the time we live in now. And for this reason, we'll be sharing from it. Here in Psalm 27, verses 1-3, David said, "The light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when enemies and foes attack me, they will and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if hard, I will remain." Again, I pray that our confidence will be in such a time like this. This is David as seen here. No doubt, with this short verses of the scripture, that David was trembled. David was living in fear of the things that was going on around him, which is applicable even to us today. And many are fearful. Is this how we'll continue to live in now won't even see your loved ones, where you can't even be in fellowship with your brethren? Is this how we are going to be even when our children are no longer? So let's say we find ourselves in the shoe of David today. Things remain abnormal, not as we used to know. There's a consolation that we are getting from this message, even from this passage. Even that the Holy Spirit will reveal that consolation even unto you, even if your heart has been engrossed in fear. We see here, when David made the statement, "God is my light and my salvation." As light, we know that God delivers his people from darkness. Just like we have seen now, which we could even link to the fulfillment of the prophecy of the word of God. He said, "God shall cover the earth, even gross darkness the people." So we could see that there is a gross darkness all over the world now. Children, he is our life constant. And that's why Paul was telling us in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians 13, he said, "Who had delivered us from the power of darkness, has translated us into the kingdom," that is God. And this is why at a time like this, to draw closer to him, because he is, remember, even from, he spoke the word, and there was light. And the Bible said, darkness yielded to that power of light. And it's prayer this morning for every one of us. Even though there's gross darkness covering the world now, the light upon us, in the name of Jesus. David said, "The Lord is my light." And as light, it means God is guiding our steps. In Psalm 37, verse 23, the Bible says, "Man are ordered by the Lord in his way." The steps of a believer whose confidence in the Lord is by him. Because always be delighted in our ways. And I bless the name of the Lord. What we're going to share even at Sunday this morning, where we are being told, where we are being taught on the need for us to take the wholesome word of God, even at that is all we need, brethren. The word of God. Let's delight ourselves in, because that's the only thing that can sustain us now. That is where we can draw our strength. That is where we can draw encouragement. Because the things happening are quite daunting. But this is in the Lord and in his word, and you are prepared to obey it. It will continue to be a light. And I pray this will be the testimony of each one in Jesus' palace. In the name of Jesus. That's why David himself was still saying in Psalm 109:105, he said, "The word feet and a light unto my path." When the word of the Lord is a light unto, that means no matter how strong it be, his light will continue. And that means we will not fail, we will not stumble, and we will not be consumed by business in Jesus' mighty name. He went on to say, the Lord is my... The word salvation here is not talking about... Rather, this word is saying, the Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my protector. The Lord is my fortress. He said he is the one that is keeping me healthy at a time like this. It is the word of the Lord that is sustaining us at a time. Because we know, even at this time, many people are still interested in what they got to them rather than what God is saying. We thank God for the measures government put in place. But nonetheless, it is for a limited time. But the word of God that he has given unto us, and it is forever certain. And I pray again that this darkness will not consume any one of us in Jesus' name. In John chapter 5, verse 2, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. He that heareth the word of the Lord, he that will not forsake the fellowship of brethren, he that will dwell richly on the word of God, studying it, believing it, in it, doing it, not just being a hearer, from death unto life. And this again is my prayer for us, Jesus Palace. No one will die. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord is our. He is the one who gives us power through faith, even unto salvation, to be ready to be revealed in the last time. Even at the beginning of this pandemic, many people say maybe this is the beginning of the end. I confidently tell you that it is, because God to me, but I can say probably this is one of the signs of the end of the time. Probably this is the time God is asking us as his true followers to be closer to him. Brethren, I don't know if you cherish your relationship with him, but I am urging and that if you have not been very serious with him, please read. And it is my prayer. Do this. He continue to be our source of confidence in Jesus' name. Amen. That the Lord is our salvation is that the Lord is our strength, because he is God who delivers people from their enemies. And this was what he was saying when he said, even when the enemies come seeking to devour my flesh, that they will go and fall. And I pray this prayer to someone here this morning. Whatever name the enemies may have been given, trying to see if they can, they will fall, they will stumble in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God as our strength means that he is the one who can defeat the enemies for us. And that was why he told us in 1 Corinthians 15:57, there Paul was saying, but thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I am thanking God right now on your behalf, on my behalf. With the pandemic, I know he has given us victory. All of this can only come because we have our confidence in Him. And I am begging us this morning and pleading with us. Maybe you are affected one way or the other because that is not important. Lost your job as a result of this, or your income has reduced. Please let that not be a thing that will make you to lose your confidence in God. Because we are quick to say, but I do that when things are happening to us. But I'm still saying to you, the Lord God is still your strength. The Lord God is still there for us. Promise that He will not leave us nor forsake us. Life, Paul was telling the Romans in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Romans 35 was asking, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, nakedness or peril, or sword? As it is written, it is for thy sake we are killed all day. And we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all this, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved. In other words, if you have been going through a time like this, which we are, I know the level of hardship we all experience differs from one to another. If you repose your confidence in Him, in all of this, we all will have conquered through Him, Jesus Christ, and that will be our testimony in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, when you go back and study that Psalm 127, verses 1 to 3, you will see that when we are talking of people experiencing distress or hardship, it's not limited to whether you are poor or you are big or you are small. It comes to anyone. However, for anyone who is in Christ, you know victory is assured. And this is why I'm speaking to us again, that we must know whom we believe and we must trust in Him at all times. For in Him, our cause is assured. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, Paul said, now thanks be unto God, which assists us to triumph in Christ and make Him manifest the Savior of His knowledge by us in every. And this is for the, we must be thanking God that all time. That we are today, we can see our beautiful faces. Christ has triumphed for us. It's because we trust His word true, and they are yea and amen in Christ. It's because we believe His word will work wonders in our lives, and is working wonders, and it will continue to work wonders. Remember at the beginning of this pandemic, the word the Lord gave us was Exodus chapter 12. He said, when I see the blood, so death is passing, shall pass us over. Once again, that death of death will pass us over. Blood of Christ that has been shed on the cross of Calvary for us in the name of Jesus. Amen. These are the things we have our confidence in. These are the things we believe. And it is my prayer that as we go in the day, continuing to have our confidence in Him, the Lord God will be there for us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And again, when you look into verse that passage. See, David said, though a mighty, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. You could see that David believed here that the word of the Lord can never fail. And I want you to believe it too. The word of the Lord will never return unto him. He will accomplish that which he has sent it forth for. And one of the things I know that the word has been sent to us is that we will live in order. We will live to continue the Lord in the land of the living. God pray, even for us as members of Jesus Palace, again, no one will die in our midst. We will all live in the land of the living. So this unto our God in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God did not fail him. That is talking about David. I want to believe that the bear, the lion attacking, even when there's a rebellion against him, God was seeking to take his life. He's in the Lord. God did not fail him. And it's that same God we are still serving. He's the one who said, I am God day to day and I will be God forever. Respect our person, but he respects his ways. All we can do is to draw closer to him, believe his word, live his word, do his word, have our confidence in that word. I bless you. I bring it to you, my brethren, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So the God we serve is unchangeable. That's what he told us in Malachi 3:6. Say, for I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Hallelujah. Therefore, ye sons of Abraham are not consumed. Ye sons of Isaac are not consumed, because our Lord changed not. But we must have our confidence in him. Again, for us, that we will not trust in any other God, we will not trust in created things, but in the Creator. And as we do this, he will give us reasons to thank him, and we will live for him in Jesus. Brethren, and God bless you. This is the word of the Lord to us this morning to encourage us that our confidence should be in the Lord. God bless you.